The lawsuit between Florida and the CDC is currently in mediation, but it could wind up having a chilling effect not only on sailings out of the Sunshine State, but also cruises to Alaska. At issue is the legality of the conditional sail order. Florida's lawsuit accuses the CDC of overreach, and it's essentially attempting to invalidate the agency's conditional sail order. But according to new documents filed by lawyers for the CDC, the recently signed Alaska Tourism Restoration Act, which clears the way for cruise ships to visit Alaska without stopping at a foreign port, would also be invalidated if Florida were to win its case against the CDC. This story is still developing. And another cruise line has been CDC approved for test sailing starting this month. Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line is set to run a two-night test cruise with pre-selected volunteers aboard its ship Grand Classica on June 25th. The voyage will depart from Palm Beach, Florida and call to Freeport just like its regular voyages. If the simulated sailings earn CDC approval, Bahamas Paradise plans to resume revenue cruises on July 2nd. And finally, another cruise line is joining the Alaska 2021 summer lineup. Silver Sea Cruises is the latest cruise line to announce that it'll sail Alaska this summer. The 596-passenger Silver Muse will operate a series of 10 and 11-night voyages from Seattle beginning on July 29th. Ports of call will include Ketchikan, Juneau, Wrangell, Skagway, Sitka, and scenic cruising to Sawyer and Mendenhall glaciers. And cruise line stocks were up again on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 3.9%, 31.31. Royal Caribbean 96.98, up 1%. And Norwegian up 1% as well, 33.07. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from Port Canaveral, welcoming in Carnival Mardi Gras. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.